Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They are your artists of the day.
So funky, so funky.
We are 1 hour away from Festivus Friday, the area of the grievances. Michael Mackey from Michael Mackey.com. In for Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks.
We are 3 days away from there only being one blockbuster in this entire country.
Where? Where is said blockbuster?
Any guesses?
Alaska.
No.
Poughkeepsie. Mm. Sheboygan.
No.
Butte.
What's up with the you keep mentioning those towns.
I don't know. They just pop into my head. Plus, they're fun to say. Kara, say it with me. Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. It's kind of fun to say. Poughkeepsie.
Where's Sheboygan?
Wisconsin. Oh.
Wisconsin. Where's the last remaining blockbuster?
It is in Bend, Oregon. Which I was kind of surprised about because that's fairly close to Portland. And so a lot of people from Portland will come down and be like, oh my God, look, it's a blockbuster. We have to go in. They get a ton of business from tourists.
Yeah, but Portland are the kind of guys that take old school typewriters to the Starbucks.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So people see that they're hipsters and we don't use laptops anymore.
Blockbuster has gone the way of the dinosaurs, so it is kind of kitschy and retro.
Yeah.
We don't need to type with battery power. We're better than that.
As of December, there were 10 blockbusters across the country. And ever since, they've just been falling off one by
one. Were a lot of them in Alaska?
There were six in Alaska.
Okay.
And four of them had closed by May. The last two will close by Monday.
I'm trying to think of a place that some restaurant that has gone by the wayside that I would like to go to, if there was just one left.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is Big Boy still a thing? Remember how it, when you...
I haven't seen one in years.
Remember they had the giant Big Boy and with the pantaloons?
What?
In pantaloons.
He had pantaloons.
How is a pantaloon?
It's kind of like an overall.
Mm-hmm.
It was checkered. When you were little and you went road tripping, didn't you stop at Big Boy? That was always a thing. You'd be in the middle of like Nowhereville.
Oh, I lived in Texas. We stopped at Whataburger.
No, apparently there are still Big Boys.
Oh, all right.
Where are they though?
Where are the Big Boys?
I'm looking right now. There is some in Wisconsin. There's some in Northwest Indiana.
What store did you go to as a kid that no longer exists?
I remember this. Remember the, and they would never get away with this now, but Sambo's.
Who?
Sambo's.
Is that like a Mexican restaurant?
Nope. It was a sort of racially tinged, which back in the, I don't know, early 70s wasn't racially tinged, but they went by the way of the dodo bird as well. Because their mascot was
what?
I was pausing. Here I'm looking it up. Was a black or a white man in blackface?
Oh, yeah, I could see why that wouldn't go very well.
Sorry.
Did you guys have ventures here?
Yes, there used to be a venture where the Mexican Walmart is right now in Roland Park.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm. That used to be a venture store.
I guess is Carlos O'Kelly still a thing? I used to eat at Carlos. Oh, Chi-Chi's. Oh, remember Chi-Chi's Mexican restaurant?
You're right. The dodo bird is extinct. Okay. Who knew?
Was there any stores you would go back to?
Well, I know I speak for Rod when I say the one store that was really popular when we were kids that it's not extinct, but it's dying, is Kmart.
Oh.
Came apart?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Chess King.
Oh, God, Chess King. Oh,
Chuck E. Cheese used to be a lot more popular when we were kids.
Woolworths.
Sears used to be around.
Speaking of Chuck E. Cheese, they were doing the pay your age promotion today.
Yeah, why are they doing this? This is not smart.
No, well, and it doesn't seem to have really worked like yesterday's chaos at Build-A-Bear did.
Well, there was a time that everyone thought Sears would take over the world like Amazon.
True.
How many puns did you get out of that yesterday, Caramark, sir?
They were unbearable, I tell you.
Was it pandemonium? Do you guys remember Toys R Us? Those were good times. Remember Toys R Us?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That pun
Street
was
Side
unbearable.
Records. Yes. TGNY.
Spent a lot of time at Penny Lane Records.
Yep. Penny Lane.
TGNY. What's that? Is that a yogurt place?
Yeah, it used to be. There are no. You can't find a TGNY anymore.
No. Someone just wrote in and says there's a big boy at 40 Highway and Chrysler near Independence Mall.
Chrysler.
Chrysler.
There's my father-in-law lives over not far from the stadiums, and there's I guess it's a high boy over there. I went in there not long ago and was like, oh my God, this is delicious.
Somebody says Fuddruckers. I thought there was one on Metcalf.
Oh, that closed 100
years
ago.
Yeah, there hasn't been one of those in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, the remnants, the building is still up and the sign is still up, but I don't think it's been defunct.
Used to have really good burgers.
Radio Shack. You know what's next to die is Best Buy.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't.
Did I ever tell you, when I was in college, before Sean and I started dating, this was probably, other than marrying me, probably her biggest mistake. do you know who she dated before she and I started dating?
Who?
The heir to the Best Buy fortune. I guess this kid from Minnesota went to KU.
And she dated you?
And she was dating him and then broke up with him to date me. Idiot.
Yeah, that was not
just another thing she lays awake at night regretting.
I'm sure there are certain things that you bring to the table. There are certain things that you brought to the table that he did not.
Well, whatever it wasn't very good because she left that table.
Well, she left that. Aww. Wah, wah.
Yeah, I've had enough. No, I do not care for a doggy bag. I'm leaving.
No, that's a true story, man. She was dating the heir to the Best Buy fortune. And broke up with him to date me.
I think that you need to do a little reconnaissance and find out what happened to this guy.
I don't give one hot red damn.
I do. Whatever happened to him? Do you remember what his name was?
No.
Okay.
Best Buy Fortune Boy? I have no idea.
You know, Paul and I were just talking about this. There's no toy stores left.
Well, Toys R Us just closed. Yeah, you're right.
But there are, like, remember KB Toys?
KB Toy, yeah.
And F.A.O. Schwartz. Do they still exist?
Brick and mortar. There's no more brick and mortar toy
stores.
It's
all online. Because,
yeah, it's all online.
I'm telling you, this internet thing is going to kill the American economy.
There's nothing, literally nothing that you can go buy that you can't get cheaper and easier online.
When is Amazon Prime
Maybe
Day? It's got to be coming up.
The 16th, Monday.
Yeah,
Monday.
Definitely, Rod, definitely food. Like hardware store stuff, right? I mean, you're not going to order a shovel online.
Yeah, but if you did, you'd still the thing with hardware and auto parts stores is you need that stuff right now.
Right.
But man, you can get auto parts a lot cheaper online. A lot.
Oh, somebody says there's a Fuddruckers by the racetrack at the Legends. Thank you very much.
I don't even know what they serve there because I don't think I've ever eaten at a Fuddruckers. I tell you, Rod, if you and I want to make $1 million, and I know they won't do it because they have this stupid corporate argument that the meat's not going to be as fresh in Kansas City as it is down on by the coasts. We need to open a Whataburger.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now, if we ever get fired from... No, not if. When we get fired from this show, we are going to open up a Whataburger franchise, and we are going to make $1 million.
But they can't. They won't allow you to go past what, Oklahoma? Mm-mm. What's the
Tulsa, Oklahoma is the closest one?
Yeah, Oklahoma. There's one in Arkansas that I guess is about the same distance from here.
I don't mean to brag, but when I was in Austin a couple weeks ago, I ate Whataburger every day.
It's so good.
So good.
I went to Austin. Rod, tell them what gift I brought back for you.
I stole a number from Whataburger.
That's right.
A what?
They give you the little number that you put on your table, and then they, you know, like you're number five, and then they bring your food out. Hmm. That's how they know which table.
So we went to Whataburger, and I stole Rod a little number plate.
How do we know that it's from Whataburger and not
because it says Whataburger on it?
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes it just says, you know, five.
No, these actually say Whataburger. Okay. They're very proud of their name.
Be pleased. Of course, it's authentic.
I'm just asking.
How do we know it's really from what? I would not bring Rod back a fake Whataburger number sign.
Why not? It might be cheaper.
Oh, I would recognize right away.
Exactly. He stole it in the first place. How would it be cheaper to begin with? This will be less than expensive. Wow. I'm still going to rip
looks
it off.
Looked like we found Dana's replacement.
I tell you, this pregnancy brain thing is killing me today.
It was the same, but cheaper.
I have to say that your baby is now mobile. Like he is.
Yeah, he
is. Action Jackson.
Yeah, he is.
How's that working out
for
you?
He's so fast. He's so fast.
Can I ask you an HR not compliant question?
You're going to anyway, so why not?
Are you
going to
quit this job when you have this next baby?
No.
I'm being honest too.
No.
Because, I mean, the amount of money that you're going to make is going to be good enough to pay for the child care.
Yeah.
So you're basically working for free.
Well, I'll make a little bit more.
Like 36 cents.
You know, it's something.
Plus, it gets you out of the house.
Are you going to be coming to work just to get out of the house?
You know, I realized on maternity leave with Charlie that I was not meant to be a stay-at-home mother.
Oh. How did we know this?
Because I was really bored by the end of it.
I see.
And I really thrive on routine. And we don't have any of that.
Preach! Can we talk about how Mama was gainfully unemployed for 7 months?
Right.
Lost my ever
yes.
loving mind.
I do not do well when my schedule's just whenever.
So you're staying on the show?
Yes.
Swear to God.
Swear to God.
Okay.
Look at that face. That's a face of honesty.
I believe you. 576-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. Rod Babcock, Carrot Marks, or I Am Scott Parks on KMBZ. Kansas City man who possessed more than 6,500 images of child pornography was sentenced today to 6,500 images of child porn. Rod, Michael, care to guess?
Okay.
Sentenced to?
6,500 days of hard labor.
Okay. All right. Which would not be that long. That would be very
no,
long.
But something.
About 20 years or so.
I'm going to say probation for 10 years.
11 years in federal prison. Michael Vandergriff, 56 years old, sentenced in U.S. District Court today in Kansas City, where he pleaded guilty to attempted distribution of child porn. FBI agents traced pornographic images shared online back to Vandergriff. According to his plea, a subsequent search of electronic media belonging to Vandergriff turned up no less than 6,500 files depicting child porn. According to a sentencing memo filed by prosecutors, some of the photos were shot inside his home.
Oh. Do they know who the victims are?
I don't know. 6,500 pictures of child pornography, and you get 11 years in prison? You should go to jail for the rest of your life.
11 years in prison equals to really what, though? Like,
In federal prison, it means 11 years in prison.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yeah.
When is it not? When is it, like, when you get three
state,
years?
State prison.
Oh, okay. And when you get 3 years and it turns out to be, like, 36 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Here's a story. We'll get to this one in just a minute. Ooh,
your stories have stories today.
Hundreds of miles from Orlando's Pulse nightclub massacre where more than 100 people lay dead or dying, Tim Hewitt and his friends in Kansas City wanted to do something, anything to help. They thought donating blood would address a pressing need for the victims at the LGBT bar, but these perfectly healthy young men were federally prohibited from giving blood. You know why?
Because they were gay.
That's right.
It's still a thing.
You still cannot give blood to donate if you are gay and actively having sex.
Hold on. I need to look that up. Because
in 1983, the FDA, in the midst of the HIV epidemic, told blood banks to prohibit men who have sex with other men from donating blood. The ban also included women who have sex with those men. The medical and scientific community say the policy was necessary to stem the spread of HIV back in 1983, but has been a point of contention for many in the LGBT community who view it as archaic and stigmatizing in a time when HIV is less of a threat.
This is from the Kansas City Star, July 1st. Gay men can donate blood only if they give up sex for a year. So the FDA recommends that men who have sex with men abstain for 1 year before donating blood.
What year is this? 2018? Newsroom, here's Kara Markson.
A little girl separated from her mom at the border, now reunited. More next.
Billy Squire. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 25 minutes from right now.
Festivus for the rest of us.
This week's decision by the University of Kansas to relocate a flag-based art exhibit was made hastily under political pressure, writes the Kansas City Star editorial board, and it reflects a betrayal of the university's mission to promote learning and debate. A flag spotted with black paint was first raised on the campus on July 5th. It was part of a months-long arts project called Pledges of Allegiance, an exhibition that invites people to think about the flag. It does not appear that the piece initially generated serious controversy among students or faculty. Then politicians stepped in. Quoting here from Steve Watkins, a Republican candidate for Congress, I am sorry that a Kansan would deface our symbol of strength, unity, and patriotism. The artist, by the way, is not from Kansas. She said the flag reflected a deeply polarized country. If you haven't seen it, let me paint the picture for you. It is an American flag. I thought it was a tear, by the way. On the bottom left, a large hole. It's actually a white sock that's been stitched onto the flag.
What?
Yeah. And then from there, yeah, I don't have a picture on this story. From there, there are large swashes, if you will, of black ink that have been spread apart across the center of the flag. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach called for the flag's removal. Governor Jeff Collier quickly chimed in with a similar statement, all demonstrated, according to the Star's editorial board, a regrettable misunderstanding of the role of speech and art in the state of Kansas, particularly on a college campus. Of course, the Republicans' embrace of the flag and dramatic demands for the art exhibit to come down conveniently played to their base and just happened to coincide with the final stretch prior to the August 7th GOP primary. In fact, a similar flag is flying in downtown Kansas City as of Thursday without incident. Why is it okay for this flag to fly in downtown Kansas City off of the front facade of a business, but it has to be taken down from a flagpole at the University of Kansas? I don't like it. I find it to be, I don't want to say offensive because I get the point that the artist is trying to make. I get it. Just like I did with Piss Christ back in the 1980s, I understood the point that the artist was trying to make. I didn't like it. I don't like that somebody is flying a defaced American flag. But when did we become so thin-skinned? Seriously, I remember for years for years, and by years I mean eight, when Barack Obama was the president of the United States, there's a guy that has a house right down the street from the radio station here in Mission. And I would pass his house every night on the way home. And he would fly his flag upside down. He had a flagpole in his front yard. Still does. Now the flag flies right side up, strangely enough.
Which is what flag that flies upside down is what, the international symbol for distress?
Right. Or? But for 8 years, when Barack Obama was president, this man flew his flag, his American flag, upside down. So what? I didn't find that to be offensive.
It's his speech.
It was his way of sending a signal. I don't like Barack Obama, is what he's saying. I find that with Barack Obama as president, this country is in ruin. I'm distressed. And he flew his American flag upside down for 8 years. Let's be honest, Americans, friends. We are not getting along right now. We're not playing well with others.
You think?
And that's what this flag, this art, is intending, I would argue, to convey. Now, do I like it? No. Do I think it's art?
Eh.
It's pretty simplistic art, yeah.
It probably should not have been flying on a flagpole at a state university. It probably should have been on display at a museum.
Okay, but how is... It's funny you say that, Michael, and I'm glad you brought that up because Dana brought up the same argument. What's the difference between flying this flag from a flagpole on university or state property...
Or state university.
And putting it in a frame and putting it on display in a state or... university museum. What's the difference?
Because it was, if you fly a flag on a flagpole, it can be considered desecration of the flag. Whereas in a museum, it's clearly art.
Well, but clearly it's desecration of a flag. You've thrown black ink on it and right. sewn a sock onto it.
Indeed.
I mean, it's clearly desecration, whether it's in a museum or on a flagpole, right?
I just think that the flag should never be used as a prop, per se.
What about his clothing?
Well, not the actual... I mean, I don't mind the flag as in, like, the colors of the flag.
What about people who wear a flag as a tie?
Fine.
They're,
but I'm saying you should not wear the flag. Like, the actual, like, you know, like... what's her name? One of the Spice Girls, when she wore the Union Jack. She literally wore a flag
mm-hmm.
as a dress.
576-7798, if you guys want to weigh in. The Kansas City Star is taking to task the University of Kansas, saying that they buckled, they caved. Somebody says they get federal money and state money. Okay.
Okay, yep.
So what? But what do you mean by that? So can a professor... not have an opinion that is critical of the United States just because, or the state of Kansas, because they get state money or federal money? Somebody says, because it's a state college, doesn't that mean it's state sanctioned? Does it?
Lots of people are chiming in and they're saying that because the flagpole is its proper place, that is, you know, where it should be. It should not be placed there if it's rogue.
Okay. Somebody else writes in, not to mention it is against United States flag code. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Fair point. It is against flag code to fly a desecrated flag. Flag code is not flag law. And I would remind you, according to the U.S. flag code, you should not wear the United States flag as jewelry or as clothing. And how many times have you seen a politician with a U.S. flag tie? You should not fly it at night unless it's lit. You should not fly it in the rain. How many of you go out and bring in your flag when it's raining at night? How many of you make sure that your porch light illuminates your American flag
you have
at night?
Yeah, the spotlight on.
576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. And don't forget, we will begin the Keyword to Cash on Monday here on KMBZ.
Major. I always get nervous when the guy in the helicopter's not there.
Ooh, a lover boy coming at you.
Nobody had better hair than Loverboy. That Canadian mullet.
Coming right out of the gate with the cowbell. Oh, so hot.
Coolest.
Oh.
I remember watching a show called Hit Me Baby One More Time where Loverboy came out and performed this song. Mm. And let me tell you, was it Mike? What's his name? Reno?
I believe that is correct. Yes, Mike Reno, who also had a big hit on the Footloose soundtrack.
With Ann Wilson.
Yes, he did.
Heart. Well, Ann Wilson, we all know, could block out the sun. But I saw Mike Reno. And
why? Because she's fat?
She's a very large individual. But she could literally rip the amphitheater roof off with her voice. She's thinner now. She's thinner. But anyway, I'm getting back to my point. Did you see Rat the other day? I saw a video of Rat. He's big.
Oh, Stephen Pearcy?
More like fat.
Well, he has not aged well.
R-A-T-T.
Dude, I saw them. I mean, and
we saw them at Rockfest.
I saw them at Rockfest last year. I thought they were good, but
their set was great.
Yeah,
but he looks rough.
I was like, damn, Stephen, try some more meth.
Well, I think he tried it all.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why he looks like that. I think he sampled all of it.
I'm still trying to get over the embarrassing not right now.
Hey, man, can I have an autograph?
No, I wanted a picture with Warren DeMartini, the guitarist from Rat.
And not right
I
now.
Saw him walking up to the stage. I'm like, and here comes 46-year-old weirdo 80s hair metal dork. And I'm like, hey, Warren, how about a picture? And he just looks at me and goes, not right now. I'm like, oh,
what? Shot down by
Warren DeMartini from Rat.
Grown man channeling his inner 14-year-old.
I was. I really was. And, well, Rod, it was the first time I've been that close to Warren DeMartini. I mean, I've seen him in concert a million times.
Say Warren DeMartini one more time.
Warren DeMartini.
That's the most.
And here he is walking right next to me with Carlos Cavazo from Quiet Riot. I'm like, Warren, how about a pick? Maybe I need to work on my verbiage a little bit because I don't know that was enticing for him. Hey, Warren, how about a pick? Hey, Warren, how about we go in the back and have some sex? I mean, what? That's what it sounded like to him, I think.
I'm not falling for that line again.
But the worst part was Kelly and I were relatively new dating-wise. And so I thought I was really cool.
I don't know how you survived that day with her.
Right in front of her, he's like, not right now.
And then you went,
he's like, hey, I'm going to call Uber and take off.
Did you? Mer.
It was embarrassing.
Oh.
Because it was right in front of her. Hey, Warren, how about a pick? Not right now. I just stood there with my camera in my hand like a loser.
Okay.
And it was already on photo because I thought he'd say yes.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Yeah, I'm like ready for a selfie. Come on, man. Not right now.
Maybe he was having a bad day.
And then I turned to look at Kelly and she goes, what did he say? And I just looked and I said, he said not right now. Let's go to Tom in the Northland. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thank you for asking.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. Hope you guys are staying cool and everyone's safe on these hot days.
Yeah, we're in air conditioning. We're doing fine.
Excellent. Excellent. Here's my comment on this flag situation. As I told the gentleman who answered the phone, I wasn't aware. I knew of the Kansas flag the other day, and I just found out today about the one in Kansas City. I do have a problem with this.
Okay.
It's desecration of the flag.
Yes.
Don't do it. Too many men and women have died for our freedoms, and that flag represents that. All right? It flies because of their last breath that they took. Don't desecrate it. And if I were down there, and I'm not, I would be the one who would take it down and burn it and put a U.S. flag back up. It's nonsense. I understand art, but that's not art.
What about? It's offensive. But let me, can I play devil's advocate with you, Tom?
Absolutely.
Okay, you said that that flag represents the freedoms, and I agree with you, Tom, in this regard. I do believe it is desecration of a flag. I do believe that certainly people could find it to be disrespectful, but I also see the argument that this is art, and it is a symbol, this flag, of the polarization of America. However, to your argument that this flag represents the freedoms that men and women have fought for, it is not, they didn't fight for the flag, but they fought for the freedoms that it represents. And you're absolutely,
exactly.
You're absolutely right. However, some people would argue, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this, that flag also represents the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the freedom of speech that those people also fought for.
That is true. However, do it in a respectful manner. Do not desecrate the flag. Hmm.
There you go. Do not do it in a respectful manner. Painting. That is exactly the preach. Preach, Tom.
Do it in a respectful manner. That is just going to do nothing but insult a lot of people. Now, I get it. Okay, you're college kids. You're going to make a statement. Hmm. Fine. But also realize what could come after that little statement. Are you prepared for that? Because not everyone's going to look at it that way. I'm one of those folks. I served. I'm a veteran.
Thank you.
I'll be the first. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm one of the very first ones who will stand up and fight for your freedom. Say whatever you want. Do whatever you want. However, the American flag, to me, it's off limits. Leave it alone. It represents way too much.
What about flying? What about the guy around the corner who for 8 years flew it upside down? Is that disrespectful or is that a political protest?
Because
let's be honest, Tom, the guy around the corner here in Mission from the radio station, he's really not in distress. There's nothing going on in his world where he needs to be rescued. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Protest with that flag.
No, I agree. I agree. And I'm not for that at all.
Okay.
Look, that's just a stunt. Okay. I was not an Obama fan by any stretch of the imagination.
Nor was I.
I don't feel flying the American flag upside down doesn't do anything but make you look like a crybaby.
And
a jerk for doing it. Just my two cents.
Tom, you have a good weekend, my friend. I'm glad you called in. All right,
Tom,
brother.
I like Tom. Tom, call
Tom's
call
a man.
Anytime you want, Tom.
Tom drinks beer right out of the can.
He's salt of the earth.
That's right.
Tom, he's our man.
Somebody says nothing is off limits. Freedom is freedom. Eat blank.
There's something to that. I always have this thing, anytime flag stuff comes up, it always drives me crazy because I, like yourself, like Tom, it's the American flag. Don't mess with it. Just let it be.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's like the sacred cow of India.
But the thing that cracks me up is all the people that say, you know, oh, it's just a flag. It's no big deal. The guy put ink on a flag. So what? The guy hung his flag upside down. So what? Mm-hmm. Supreme Court says you could burn a flag in protest. It's fine. Are the same people that go, how dare you put up a Confederate flag? You have offended me and infringed on my rights by hanging a Confederate flag. Okay, either it means nothing or it means so much that we need to never see that flag again. And if it means so much that we need to never see that flag again, get your damn hands off mine.
Whoa.
Ooh. Rodney.
It's one or the other. It's not both.
You just bringed it.
You did bring it. From the text line. Tom is probably the smartest person that has ever called into the show or ever will.
I'll tell you this. I like Tom, and if I was still drinking, I'd like to have a beer with him. Festivus Friday is next. The airing of the grievances. Get in early, 576-7798. Rod, if you would be so kind as to clear the lines, let's get everybody fresh. There we go. 576-7798. Festivus Friday is next. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. Here is Karamark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ, Russian intelligence officers indicted for election meddling today. Details next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.